KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for any rain to be ending this morning. Sprinkles possible this afternoon, a high of 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We picked up 4/100ths of an inch of rainfall here at the KJAN studios overnight. In the news, a Douglas County, Nebraska prosecutor says gunplay seems to have led to the death of a 20-year-old Western Iowa man in Omaha, and two people have been arrested. Police say 20-year-old Scott Evans of Council Bluffs was found dead early Sunday inside a home in North Omaha. Officers were called to the house for a report of a shooting. Officials say 18-year-old Montana Garbez of Omaha was arrested on suspicion of manslaughter and a weapons count. And 19-year-old Serenity Gatton of Council Bluffs was arrested on suspicion of being an accessory. Both were being held in the Douglas County, Nebraska jail. County Attorney Don Klein said that Garbez and Gatton appeared to have been using a gun in a similar game to that of Russian roulette, and Evans was shot in the head. Officials at the Iowa Department of Public Safety said Tuesday that a Central Iowa man who was arrested November 16th of last year on multiple charges in Monona County now faces numerous other charges in two other counties. 57-year-old Jeff Lee Altmeyer of Ankeny was arrested in November and charged with three Class C felony counts of enticing a minor, one count of impersonating a public official, one count of possession of a controlled substance, and one count of possession of prescription drug or device without a prescription. The charges stem from a November 16th incident in Monona County during which he allegedly attempted to lure a child into his vehicle. After further investigation into Altmeyer by the Lee County or the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and other law enforcement agencies, it was determined that he had also committed crimes of the similar manner across Iowa. And as a result, Altmeyer was charged with two other jurisdictions. The felony charges he faces in Jasper County are a result of an August 17th incident in Colfax, in which he is alleged to have committed one count of kidnapping in the first degree, one count of sexual abuse in the second degree, and one count of enticing a child. He also faces charges in Grundy County from an August 2nd, 2016 incident in which he was charged with three felony counts of enticing a child and felony charges of enticing a minor. The investigation into Altmeyer is ongoing, and additional charges may be forthcoming. The Iowa Attorney General's Office, Area Prosecutions Division, is handling the prosecution. The Union County Law Enforcement Office reports that a Creston man was arrested Monday night at the Union County Jail for OWI second offense. 26-year-old Alex Richard Cunningham was being held in the jail while awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says a traffic stop early this morning near Thurman resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska man on drug and a weapons charge. The Fremont County K-9 unit conducted the traffic stop at around 3 a.m. An investigation ended with the arrest of 45-year-old Rafael Pettifat of Omaha for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia and a carrying weapon charge. Pettifat was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $1,300 bond. The Glenwood Police Department reports one recent arrest. On Monday, 32-year-old Robin Sammons of Glenwood was arrested for public intoxication in violation of a protection order. Sammons was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail pending a court appearance. The Harlan Police Department says there was one arrest over the past weekend. 45-year-old Wade McFarland of Harlan was arrested Saturday following a traffic stop. McFarland was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with OWI first offense. He was also cited for failure to obey a stop sign. And on March 28th, 34-year-old Justin Henriksen of Harlan was cited for prohibited practices for improper burning at his residence. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 9 p.m. Tuesday of a Red Oak man. 47-year-old Mark Douglas Bergren was taken into custody on a valid Montgomery County bench warrant for violation of probation. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $10,000 bond. And a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy was on routine patrol Monday night when he stopped a pickup after it was seen swerving over the fog line on the road and inside its own lane. As he approached, the deputy could smell the odor of marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. After an investigation, the driver, 20-year-old Lucas Davey of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, was arrested for OWI first offense. He was also issued a warning for improper use of lanes. In the funeral announcements, Gary Lee Smith, age 71 of Harlan, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Gary Smith will be this morning at 9:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mardell Maley, age 82 of Atlantic, died March 30th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Mardell Maley will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Gary Benton, age 77, of Stewart, died Saturday at Creston Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gary Benton will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Connie Moeller, age 71, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Connie Moeller will be Friday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Doris Simpson, age 73, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Doris Simpson will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ruth Tibben, age 100, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Ruth Tibben will be this Friday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Lotus Martin, age 84, of Harlan, died March 29th. A memorial service for Lotus Martin will be Friday at 4 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Schomer, age 62, of Omaha, died February 6th. A celebration of life open house for Richard Schomer will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rolando Chino Santisteban, age 63, of Elkhorn, died March 31st. Funeral services for Rolando Chino Santisteban will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Martha Anastasi, age 83, of Harlan, died Friday at Murutu Medical Center. A memorial mass for Martha Ann Anastasi will be on June 10th at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Betty Johnson, age 86, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Cremation has taken place and burial will be held at the Ridgeway Cemetery, Rose Hill Cemetery in Ridgeway, Missouri. No services are planned for Betty Johnson. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.